Jay Clare na Gael Viscular Scalia Mac Carnish as Babile am Shuish Aldacha. My name is Robert Coutin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to this bilingual programme, Clare na Gael. In Clare na Gael, you'll hear the English language, as Clint Shuish Hilg, and you'll hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Duris, in the second of Dorothy Manley's stories that make up the collection called Fairy's Ground, Homely Tales, we're hearing about Joshua Crigine, known as Joss, and how, as a big strapping lad of 14, he's gone to work for 6 shillings a week on the farm of Charlie Willie, whose daughter Alice tends the cows. Renan Count Dracula Joel fooled Mina Hager as Nish to Colchonless Edderock. To I chitkus mina sunni, as the giri the gin and Ola van Helsing cori for hypnosis. Sa stage shen, ti cor fisten a cum regan, de vel the count ege tre shen la lie uns beda vis trogal agar. Now, Marin folk don't seem to have recorded this song otherwise, but for Ronnie Aldridge's 1975 album, The Wonderful World of Man, they recorded Ramsey Town from Manx National Songs. Tashu Geishach, Rishu Radio Banning, Stashu the Nashun, Viscul Erskel Yena by Dulish, Ellen Banning.
Okay.
Well, if I tried to pass that over as Ramsey Town by the by Manin folk, I think you'd be quite wise to ignore me. That was, in fact, a song called Atibeg Mugrai, which was sung by a singer from the Isle of Lewis, Isabel Ann Martin, and the song was produced by her father, Callum Martin, who also played guitar on that. So I wonder what's in store for us for the rest of the programme, having got the first one miserably wrong. Anyway, it wasn't a miserable song, it was a good song. Charlie Willie had no sons, and as Mrs. Willie was always occupied over the range in the kitchen, cooking some indescribable mess in a deep black pan on the black coals, the brunt of the women's work, and not a little of the men's, fell on Alice. She was a good, hard-working girl, but no one asked her to the Shrove Tuesday hop in the parish hall, or to the Melier come harvest. If Alice appeared at either of these high functions, it was behind the tea-urn with the married women that she took her stand. Alice had a sharp tongue, and used it on Joss often enough. It was, "Drop that now, Joss, and take me to our dinner down the big field." And, "Joss Cregeen, you great gawk, didn't I tell you to shift some of that muck to the midden?" And a blow, more often than not, to reinforce her words. No one expected Joss to stay for long, but stay he did, and for nearly 7 years. He spoke little and smiled less, but he worked for Charlie, Willie and Alice with a dogged persistence. Lashonish as Liorla Jonathan Harker, as Tanoluban Helsing a Horstapern Charn Godalming as Quincy Morris, by Raimach the Ayrtern Count, Ern on the Belfisok, Ern Unlongshen as Ulyunuling as Pert Lung, as the Rau Lungshen Sholamach, Irchaus for Mina Ginchdown of a Tachert. Ach na iaisien dŵr tynolw, bwys dy gi, dy belain, rhys lyd, ach creu gys ffyddi dy jynel i jail sy'n hysain. Ta sy'n yr ei beg yn dol, dol sy'n ach dy denia, son tre ffodmwns jyn bach, ta sy'n ffag yn sy'n ffyddi dy bech ffag yn eich ein, chawds fa sy'n jyn ar y hoiach, dy bech eblid yr fe ein ffag yn sy'n ffyddi dy eir y hag yn ein. A trai, ach tan rai sien beg yn dol i'n yfel. Fod mwyd tigl nes sien bo'n saith ni a chawnt tre'r enig oel greim di'n yrgyd sien, ged yr en sgyn cho elgys ac Jonathan Corey ond chwys gaw dy fel i'r esyn goel ael roes. Fe cyrreil dysgu bael. Now, it's a bit early for a song of farewell, of course it may not be, you never know, but we hear some Cornish language conversation, I hope, between Brenda Wootton and Richard Gendel. Then Brenda sings Richard's lyrics to the song Farewell, and Richard's guitar accompanies her.
O Toma Nippith Tramor.
In Kever and Moor, you
Nag you, in Kever Gas a Farewell, you.
Nunes you read Bristol, we give. Tefusti you have of them.
The Dwarf Sweden, you. He you hinwis Farewell. Pew I'll rev ya a bravo, pew I'll call ya a quince, pew gans carons as farewell, hep skull ya dagrun. Me embers rev ya heb ramo, me embers call ya heb quins. Mes nimbers gaza farewell, heb skull ya da grundin. Pew heb kana il kana, kana. Skull ya da grundin, me embers canna heb canno, canna clach a gwin. Mayst you a warbar of gasa be a skull.
You
genna wi atho.
Dyr son a dwi.
As Vishen Farewell, a song written in Cornish by Richard Gendel from a Swedish melody and sung there by Brenda Wooten. And we heard Richard Gendel speaking with Brenda and also playing his guitar on that recording from the album Crowd of Crom. Jin Shue Shakrum, Ve Kareel, Skepeel. Rene Fagan, Leshach Unchistia de Ur Arbarn. As lesh kohiesach de genia gairter gurish coin er shinach, noch rau a lunnen shaw baller be erahon. Te ang oil a kistje gerinach de oor ega boord lung, as te figale a tolu. Te smullion erske pale, ach, scum a shen, ta shingen gairter, tally ho, ma yarach machara Arthur, tre te cormusha huid jerg. Scroutach tan shan shinach ein, oh, how croutach, as signed un gaiter lesh ellen. Tamish nis croutach, as nim smullion eran aigniega uns tamult beg. Edan dechre, fudishin goil fe, as un she, erno de vel ushigan ederein, de vel eshen giri kosna sha, as ne vodach ema bailish. Man a rau a lung de ventin rishatolu, as ish, inrach an ega rort nan ligin. Jin shu jin, as tan green cart a nyiri, as tan cledden lag as an laig rainia, ingan. Joss's dogged persistence had us at first pitying and then admiring. Joshua's 7 years were almost up now when this terrible thing happened to Alice. She fell in love. We had a new curate, the Reverend Percival Thrush, fresh out of England and brimful of bright ideas. First thing he did, being new to the place, was to organise a parish dance. I was home from my college at the time and went along to see the fun. It all started off in the usual way, with the lads hanging about in the doorway and the girls giggling around the walls, an old Jew and the fiddle scraping away on the platform to no good effect. Joss was there, gawking above the other boys, and Alice had taken her regular place in the corner where the tea was to be served. But that didn't suit the young reverend at all. He had Alice out from behind that table in a flash. "We can't have you hiding behind the teacups, Miss Alice," he said, in his smooth English tones that had all the girls sighing and widening their eyes at him. Fionn an Chonel playing one of the compositions of Irish harper Turlough O'Carolan to honour his patron, Mrs. Birmingham, Lady Mary de Birmingham. In 1716, she'd married Francis Birmingham, the 21st Baron of Athenry, and the following year he was created the first Earl of Louth. Stasiun an asiun to Radio Vanning, as showed you Claire Nigale. She you Robert Cutting Carswell, Miss Robert a Carslach Mata.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
A footy you clash in the Claire Show Rish, the shacht and look jiggle or skeljena, hid here show a rinadega Radio Vanning, yourish brew a cramman eragert, as Ryan and McClare and Shen. Ten Claire Gedden Yis Nasty Mor Podcast, Erinadega Radio Vanning, Natrud Keredron Podcast Elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. The girls shuffled reluctantly along the benches and made room for Alice in their midst. Mr. Thrush worked hard to get his dance underway. I lent a hand by taking the floor with Mary Quine, the nearest thing to a beauty our parish could boast, while Mr. Thrush worried the lads from the doorway and urged them towards the girls. But, alas, as he found it hard enough to get them up to the pretty ones, there wasn't much hope for Alice. As for Joss, he flatly refused to have anything to do with the proceedings, just stood there grinning and scraping the floor with his unwilling feet. Alice sat alone with her back to the wall, her sturdy feet squarely planted, her eyes turning longingly towards the safe haven of the tea urn, now bubbling and spitting, and giving off its familiar smells of boiled dishcloths. Once more, the Reverend Percival Thrush charged to the rescue. He advanced upon Alice, made her a stiff little bow, and led her, scarlet in the face and stumbling, to the centre of the floor. Ligdon unlachas a tubber, as cormoon as an olu, as goil an geel, air to fame I null you, as fodmuch ea the sours on the velles an uncheer merin. Ich mina airs, yeris an edinek, chaus vrai, ach, cren fel yzach sin shira in a soja, trete angul ar sulvon. Gawe a lau as hugge badag gi, chaus dregere, na gin braach gin veg fós, treat an gílain eis nim co fregr de da chulio eis. Ha ginnach i grei beg elia, as rin sin scara da chor mŵn. Lug gan gíl hug mina a feis ag rís. Ích e ori da trom chúsach rís minad as eis dote da trom chriach. Er a fe ma ven fetsar vina fi vín, nish na smúna riu ta fémain ar feddhan é, ír ma bis é orin gairt é, gus cabin nŵrin. Henki da vei smú glas, chaus vraid é da fes, cren fé. Er a fé, don súre da trom chúsach, fud i eisen tanachtan bior is chídan da vlintan, as chané ach ben varvé na chos. Now, one little minute is all that Welsh singer Bryn Vaughan wants. Un vinid bach.
Weithiau dwi'n deffro'n flin fel tincar ag edrych ar fy hun. Ai hwn yw y dyn o'n i yn taflud llwch i lygad cariad cyn rhedag ffwrdd mewn ofn a'i hyn yw y ffordd i fyw fy oes hyn dwi'n ofyn un funud fach gad mi dri offendio'n rhaid mi dri esbonio pam all carac ddim rhoi gwaed. Un funud fach gan ni drio ffendio'n rhaid.
Actor and Welsh language activist Bryn Vaughan and his song Un Funud Fach. Nish ta or son goel al roch tre. Nyrus yn tre hwgei a cawr ysyn erdd y sgornach. Fa mi ciar tŵn stred y goel mina chaws hwtsi gawr y fwli as ish gol nil. Yn eich capital care as fi, gilen ffonograff yn Early Seward, Erna Lort, Llorish Van Helsing. Siog as Jonathan Harker. Te o'rt tanacht yn meres y fens er mîn y fîn. Nymyd gold y ynw yn ronsach ein. Fy bys ei ciart aw greu sienrys er no na fel ronsach e ach tegl as na fel sy'n sira ach sigrach e. Ach, genus tanacht yn as gawcar eil gi ju. Sioch yn cwrm sie smw casrig tort. Chynod ei fe yn sio ju eich o'r erbi. Lig daw inch dwch, dy bu ffused ar sen tan cairgin tigl hana, er yn oed y fel mi yn inch daw. Eshen, y noe jain, teangol yr sŵl, teangol bac as y chasial eg o'n Transylvania. Ta ffuse mer chom mai, mor dy bech law ailach esgriwe er y fola. It made for me a somewhat amusing and ungainly version of Mr. Knightley and Harriet Smith in Jane Austen's Emma. But it was soon plain that Alice's reactions were the same as Harriet's too. When she'd recovered from her blushes and from being the envy of all the other girls, it was obvious to the whole parish that Miss Alice Willey was head over heels in love with the Reverend Thrush. The only person unaware of the fact was that busy young man himself. So unaware was he indeed that when Alice later that week made him an offering of 6 of her best brown eggs, he accepted the gift with obvious pleasure. And the next time they met, by accident of course, he presented her with a posy of primroses tied up with yellow ribbon. Alice was in a 7th heaven of delight. It was just as if he'd plighted his troth there and then. There was a stile into the lane from Willie's big field, almost opposite the house where the reverend gentleman had taken his lodgings. Well, now, we didn't get the Ramsey Town, as I thought we were going to get to start the programme, and so I've got another place in the island, this time Pertlimurra, and this is Mike, Laurie and Al and their version of The Pride of Pertlimurra. Wrong one.
Oh, I'm the pride of Portlamurrer, I can reap a ballot, but I can find a gentle lower in the sand. And I'm up to all that's tricky in the sailing of a nicky, and I'm told there's not me equal in the land. I'm an able-bodied seaman, a troll and I'm a demon, outside the 12-mile limit, understand? Cause I'm up both late and early, catching the congas long and curly, and I'm told not me equal in the land. In the land.
In the land.
In the land.
In the land.
And they say I couldn't be much better man. For I'm up both late and early, catching the congas by the curlies, and I'm telling not me equal in the land. Now I can dance the door shuffle, and whenever there's a scuffle, I am generally out the back door like a dose of salts. Though I'm what they call unsteady, for the spree I'm always ready, and a jock is not me equal in the land. For a tape bite none is keener, I can play the concertina. At Castletown they want me in the band. For as a singer I am clever, and at second you have never known, you never heard me equal in the land. In the land.
In the land.
In the land.
In the land.
As a singer, I am clever, and at second you have never, no, you never heard me equal in the land. on the Sunday to the Ranters, all the ladies come and canters when I'm singing in the choir. Oh, it's grand, cause the girls are there from Serby, and I've totally come from Jerby, cause they cannot find me equal in the land. And there's a good little fella Harry, who was like, I'll have to marry, got a bit carried away, got a slug of money and a hen. And though she's not exactly charming, at the cook and all the farming, oh, you cannot find her equal in the land. In the land.
In the land.
In the land.
In the land.
And they say she couldn't be much better manned, if you know what I mean. Though she's not exactly charming, at the cook and all the farming, oh, you cannot find her equal in the land. Too right, John.
That's Mike, Laurie and Al, recorded live at the Colby Glen some years ago now, of course. Every week throughout that summer, Alice left on that stile an offering for her lover. Cream from the dairy, a pat of her butter, warm eggs in a wisp of straw, the best apples from the store. The offerings always disappeared, and always in their place was left a gift of flowers marking off the month, bluebells, dog roses, honeysuckle and sea pinks. Alice and her curate made no closer contact, no words passed between them, but Alice wasn't in any way alarmed. Long, silent courtships were quite the usual thing in our parish in those days. As the months passed, Alice's tongue became softer. She no longer berated Joss, and he was left as often as not to get on with his work in peace. Sometimes he was to be seen in deep converse with his brother Fairy at the bottom of the big field. It was in the autumn that Alice's dream was so suddenly shattered. One fine Sunday morning, the Reverend Thrush announced from the pulpit his coming marriage, and to an English girl at that. High and all aware, wrenching an early on Sean's Ardenyach, as when Kistius Jerry Shen de Ur Erlu de Ve Courage Gaspol Enyach, a fair Shen Rene Goyle and Ergage, a fair Shaw Rene Sairi Ergagera, Rene Sairich Ergagera, Al de Jinachin Goyle Rosh and Lai Grenia, Shane Trace Jerinach Vaughan Erahon, Limage Follachus and I Ve Smunion de Renan in a Lucy Bach, as Lester Awi Gurish and Heen, Frailed Foslet Erahon, a Charau Tredaluron. Trena denk shen lesh, rene gul de girach as a chaurs geriega, a chul yachs geriega de lion, boriaren de biden giri double entente, te achtel o ho achtel, ta fissega de rawe chluge jega on sho e kion, as maso te reche de gul tai. Te fed on long gul a chours rene chit, as te gulri. Ta shin gul roin nish de gedden mach craib on lung, as red te gul. Tretishin again mach shen, new much chit back as inch you will you.
Es que vi un dos 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 balls in sand and the sea of sand. Tool balls in sand and the sea of sand.
Laure Landart singing and Thomas Moisson playing the accordion, and a mazurka called L'Auberge with the tune composed by accordionist Thomas Moisson. I think the Breton language words that Laure Landart paired with the tune may be traditional. Ashun and Ashun Shen, Radio Bannings and Short Ashu Gaze Jack Rish Claire Nagale, Meron Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, or Robert Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Lugdun chit back as inched you will you, Esh, Nimage Gurgic us as a Benser mean of Ochveen, Lish Tresh no. Son B Tresh, Tre Tashu Smullionaire, Novel the Hulu Rid Kite. An ear Cretour Short Ashin Shelg, Te goil chidn do blintin de chas na chawdus lunning. As na iai ons onlai, tre ta fisain nach te ar sgeilia mach ridin ta sin gaert mach e, ta sin gaert mach e. Ta caglian ega, ge de veli púrl de yinu mūrein adi as na veli surans mor ta shingan. Ach ta shingan ledger, cach sun or ega hín, as ta sin nir na stroja kujach. Jin goil cri as an o wunye. Gemle shul gin goil cri as an o when ye shesha veen de ben sermina. Chanella caga shoa cart ang old toyacht as egagera jay be in barriacht ein. Her shigger as the vel gene a higher erd the rail ara erna pechin ega. Era fair shen be shuan's gin fee by der a nimid chitrish. Van Helsing. Poor Alice, the shame of it! The way he'd led her on, and he a man of the cloth. It was to save her pride as much as anything that Alice decided on one last offering. The best of the farm cats had given birth in the loft, and there was a fine kindle of kittens scampering in the hay. Alice picked out the prettiest, tied a ribbon round its neck, and put it in a strong box with large holes in the lid. "To the Reverend Mr. Thrush," she wrote carefully, "and his bride," deeply underlined. She carried her last gift to the bottom of the field and left it on the stile. Then she ran back to the farm and tried to relieve her feelings by mucking out the cowshed. But she'd hardly begun when Joss's daft brother, Fairy, appeared in the doorway, nodding and beckoning in his sinister way. She tried to shoo him off with the rake, but he just stood there grinning broadly. "You come with Fairy, miss," he said at last. "Fairy'll show." And he started to run backwards and forwards like a dog wanting her to follow. A Matthew Warren song, Bear the Pear, but was performed by Sarah Mercer and Mira Royal in the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition this year, and since then they've been in the Ballygroove studio to record it.
Rist eran yest frail ara. Thank you. stöljög fáa nachtjachun hennel vorm. Mar es nevert get lacheish. Chas emred hai ei achter a vi hüt mech resht. Brisht nieist freil ere.
The voice of Sarah Mercer and the harp of Mira Royal and Matthew Warren's song Bear the Pebber. Clutching the rake for protection, Alice trudged after him, over the big field and down to the stile. Her box was still there on the stile where she'd placed it. Fairy put his fingers to his lips and pointed. Down the lane came Jos Cregeen. In his hand he carried a spray of rowan berries. He picked up the box from the stile and put the berries in its place. Alice, after a moment's stunned realisation, leapt out at him with a loud cry. "And what deal of yours is this, Jos Cregeen?" she shouted, lunging at him with the rake. "I'll be after having the hide off your back with this." But Jos was a man now. He dodged the rake and caught it smartly in one hand and Miss Alice in the other. "Howl on now, lass," he said. Alice burst into tears. "All them flowers," she cried, "all of them from you." "Aye, and fairy," said Jos. "He plucked them, you see. But I tell them to Leck and what he should fetch. Fairy knows every wild flower you can put a name to on this island, and where to find them." Your lair Jonathan Harker, and here lair Jerafower. Tre ren mi liai de mina tiachterach van Helsing sa phonograph, henke ven vaachta vei fordon a skinnel. Hanna ten sigaris de vela count a shul vain cheer, cor gyrjach gi, a shenyar gi ta gyrjach. Mahon hin, nish na vela gau achimach edin re edin run, te gien de vei bunnus niau fosivul de chrel onsen. Ta ir a chil chionit aglach empin ons castle Dracula, Gien de vein a ashtish for the Yerudich. On shaw, ons air uren yawr, fo halsha gyalna grenya. Try crenach fodum ve me credulach. Ons main mus munyon, hank machilia a chron jug besh ben ma wach bean. Cows ve shen tanachton on. Chanod me creduer be ve on. As na san me, ni an ear chunyon jay frail trash her clear as crystal. Tamina is mish goil al rosh bay gin ober, maso tashin angul tru dolyan a g lenin, rish as rish. A festival of Cornish male voice choirs now sing Kenneth Pelmere's song Hail to the Homeland. Ah. Oh. Kenneth Pelmere's paean of praise to his native Cornwall, Hail to the Homeland, sung by a festival of Cornish male voice choirs. Ons ach denyach, gade wel an reich id jean de vein o smoo dach keert, tan paean is an al jean de vein o slew. Ta riddenach jay orly jaylach na haisach mach trud mach, viskerjacha. Tamina grey fodi de bel shingen jin sus na achten de chuline shen vis na share skin ulu. Fodi de bel. What do I care about that, Joss Grigine? Wailed Alice. You fooled me the 2 years. You let me think. Oh, no, no, Miss Alice. You let yourself think. Joss had found his tongue at last. And we'll conclude this tale, and on to the next one, next time. Ach, Shanae is an treir jit de chorkion erin clairish. You can enjoy the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening here on Manx Radio from 7 till 9 in the company of Chris Pearson. Then at 9 o'clock, Judith Leigh will be here with her programme Sundown. We close Clairnagale with Irish band Cool Finn with a lively track generically called Glentown. Catalush and Ainish, and so until the next time, this is Robert Katin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Crieri, was Orsalier, as my Yerian shared you, will you?